Any type of a food that's edible for an animal, if you want to cut it down to size, there's no waste of tikkun mun. It's not called you're making a new kli. For short, like that, you could take your bread and cut it down to any size you want. You get to take a tomato and cut it into a square, whatever you want. There's no waste of tikkun mun. Since chiddush is even oichle behem rosal, even though like grass or things you give the animal, if it's already cut off from before yomtiv, it's already tolish. Now you just want to cut it down to the right size. There's no issa tikkun mona like make saying it looks like you're making a kli on yomtiv. Trash oichle behem means going kash like straw. The yole kanim of the leaves ain't bemishum tikkun kli. Or muta liktoim you could cut them down. Will asake and kash shall shibolim b'shabbos lachtzay shinuf. You're allowed to cut down the straw even on Shabbos in order to use like a toothpick. Whereas even though now you're making a toothpick, let's say you're making a kli, no. Since it's food that the animals could use, it's not called tikkun mona. On food, there's no way tikkun mona. Eistar Rav Kana Rav Yudah. So if you kind of has a kasha to Rav Yudah, says now Mishnah, mitaltlim atzei b'samim l'riach ben. You're allowed to move around the b'samim that smell, or spices that smell well, in order to smell from it, you're allowed to. Who you could use like a fan to blow onto a sick person. Rashi Mishum Havolim, it's very hot. You could use Lohanif like a fan to fan the sick person. You could even rub the atzei b'samin and then smell it. But it says you're not allowed to cut the atzei b'samin, even though it's already cut off, it's not attached to the ground anymore. You have a nice long stalk of this atzei b'samin, you're not allowed to cut it now in order to make the smell come out. Like when you have the smelling sticks, like if you cut it, more smell will come out. That you can't do. Let's say you did cut it in half. Potter avalosa. It's only yosim midirabonin. Potter means midiraisim. It's potter avalosa midirabonin. What about lachtzas b'shinov? Let's say the reason why you cut in two, you had this atzei b'samin, you had this wood that smells good. Again, it could be myrtle leaves. Again, it's not attached to the ground. It was cut off already before Yom Tov. But it was a long stick. And now you want to cut it into two in Yom Tov for Shabbos. And for the purpose of lachtzos b'shinov, in order to use it for a toothpick, clean out your teeth, is lo yukat menu. You're not allowed to cut it for that purpose. V'yim kotmoy, let's say you did cut it for that purpose. You know the locher is chayiv chattis. There's a chayiv chattis involved. So the chur, what do we see here? That even though the satzei b'samim and mistama could be used for an animal, and still you see if you cut it, yechayiv chattis. And before we said, oichel behema, there's no whistle altogether. So that's the kasha. So Gemara says, omalei, hash de potter avalos kasha. They're like, yes, can be a very, very good question. Madach, if you just would have found the case that says it's osur, midirabonin, it would be kasha, because I said it's mutter. Chayiv chattis mi boi. Now that you found the brisa that says it's mamash chayiv chattis if you do it, like for sure it's a kasher on me. Like I just got finished saying any oichel behema, any type of sticks that animal could eat, it's no issa tikkun mona. You could cut it down to size. And here it says it's atzei b'samin, not allowed to cut it down to size. So Gemara says like this: Ela ki tanya hi. That the brisa says yichayiv the kashin when they're still hot. So Rashi learns. Mustam kashmis are very hard, so they're not edible for an animal. An animal can't eat it. But since the animal can't eat it right now, it's not called eichle behema. Therefore, you chayiv. If on such a case, if you cut it down to size to use for toothpick, you'll be chayiv on Shabbos. For the Gemara question, if they're very hard, the name malilininu, like the Brisa says, you're allowed to rub it in your hands to make the smell come out. For the Gemara, it's very hard, like you can't rub these things. Rubbing only helps if it's a soft thing, but not if it's hard. So when it says chasurei mechzus, something is missing here. Vochi ketoni, this is the way it should be learned. Moilaloi umariach boy, you're allowed to rub these atzei b'samim and smell it. Koitemoi umariach boy, you're also allowed to cut it into two. Again, where these atzei b'samim was already cut off before Yom Tov, it's not growing anymore. Just it was a long stick. Now you want to cut it in order to make it smell better. You're allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Or even Shabbos. When was this said? Barakin. Only when it's soft. Because soft wood, you could give this to animals to eat. So since it's Eichle Beimo, there's no way to take in mona. Avo, the Koshin, Mashenkin, when the hard sticks, lo you cut menu. Then you're not allowed to cut at all. V'yim kotmo, if you cut it, potter avalosa. Midrabonin it's also, it's like nearer to Masakin, if you're cutting it right now to make it smell good. Lachzas Bashinov, let's say your mom is doing it to make it into a kli now, like your purpose now is to cut it down to make it into a toothpick, and lo you cut the menu here, you're not allowed to cut it down on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. V'yim kotmai, let's say you do cut it down, the lach is chayiv chatis. So mel is good, it says clearly, this brice that says chayiv chatis, no, that's cool, you made a kli, you made a toothpick now on Shabbos. Before it was just a long piece of stick, and now you cut it down to size on Shabbos, that would be osur. And it's even osur midiraisa. I, before we said it's mutter, so that's a teretz. Where it's a soft piece of stick, so that the animals can eat it, there's no way to take in mona. But where it's a hard piece of stick that it can't be used by the animals, then taker it's osur. And if you stop cutting it in half to make it smell good, it's only osur midirabonin. If you cut it down to size to make it into a toothpick, you're making a kli out of it, it's mamash nisidiraisa. Now, Tony Chode, one price it says, Koitmoy, you're allowed to cut in half. If you have this atse besomim, you have good smelling stuff, you're allowed to cut it in half. Umarech, when you can smell it. Vatan Yidach, another price to learn, lo you cut menu, you're not allowed to cut it in half. Lo reich, but in order to make it smell good. So, Amarab Zero, Amarab Chizel, like Hash, there's no steer like we just learned. Ho abiraki no abikoshin. Where it's soft sticks that the animals could eat it, then we say it's mutter, like we had before. Oichla abheima, ain't ben mishrum tikkun kli. But here, caution, when it's a hard stick, it's not edible by the animals, then there would be an iser of tikkun mona, or even be yosim with the rice if you're making a toothpick out of it. Maskiv lo ravachor by Yaakov. So Yaakov asked the question. The caution on my loy. He asked the question, why not? What's wrong if it's hard? Why can't you cut down a hard stick? So Rashi learns, the caution on my loy, la reach boy. Why can't you cut it in half just to make it smell good? Like you're not making a kli out of it. You're just cutting it in half. This time, if you make it down to size into a small piece to use for toothpick, you can hear then you're making something on Shabbos, that should be yosa. But just to cut it in half, it's not attached to the ground anymore, so why can't you cut this atse b'somim in half to make it smell glareach boy? Mi goz rabbonik yeshei miskavon l'kliyot miskavon? But did the rabbonim make a zero? When you're not mechavon to make a kli, maybe you will come to make a kli. So he asked the question, if so, maishno mihod etnan, why is it different than this that we learned the Mishnah in Shabbos? That shoyver rodem esachovis, a person's allowed to break open a barrel. If you have a barrel of wine inside it, or we'll see grapes, or we'll see a grape with dates inside it, is shoyver rodem esachovis, you're allowed to break open the barrel, lechem emeno gregris, in order to take out the gregris, dried out dates. You're allowed to break it open. So the chura ubavach lo yeschav and lasses kli. It's only muti if you don't have intentions of making a kli out of it. You have a closed barrel now. See if you're going to make a nice round hole that you could use to take out and put in. That's called you're making a kli. Now you're making this barrel into a nice sprout, like that would be also to do. But if you're not making a nice sprout, you're just breaking it, like to break open the kli, that's mutter to do on Yom Tov, or on Shabbos even. So why don't we say here also, you just want to cut the stick in half to make it smell good, why should it be also with the Rabbanan? So you want to tell me, because the Rabbanan were afraid if you cut it in half, maybe you come to have in mind to make a kli out of it. So here also, how are you allowed to break open this barrel to get the food out? Why aren't we afraid maybe you can have in mind to make a nice Pesach, a nice opening, and that would be also. Vayta v'yoyd, another kasha, horova baravada, v'rovin baravada, the armor tavar, they both say, ki evinim by Rav Yehuda, when we were by Rav Yehuda, have a mafashich v'yoyiv lon alusa lusa. You used to cut off a branch that was cut off from before. It wasn't attached to the ground, to the tree. You had a big branch that was broken off the tree already. And now we cut off sticks from it. Having a fashion, like cut off sticks from the branch, for Yoivon Alusa Lusa, and he gave us a piece of the stick. Afa gav the chazio lekitzo de nargo. Even though, vechatzina, even though each stick was really fit, it was very good wood, it was fit to be the handle of a hammer, or the handle of a knife. So you see, Lechuri, he was cutting off the wood, and we don't make the gzeira that maybe you'd cut it off almanas to make a handle. Like if you would cut this wood off the branch almanas to use it for a handle of a hammer, that would be called making a kli. That should be usher on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Here he didn't make the gzeira, he let them cut off the piece of wood, and he didn't make any gzeira. So it's a kasher bayos. Why do we say you can't cut the atzib something in here? What's wrong? Why should you be making gzeira here? Maybe you come to make a kli, and in these two cases, we don't make these gzeiras. Yeah.
Two answers, like kasha, there's no stira.
I tell you, Hori Abelazah, Hori Rabbon. It's taka machlokes between Abelazah and Rabbonin if we make these gzeiros or not. Not to cut something, or gzeiros, maybe you come to make a kli out of it.
The Tanya will not like this. Rabbi Elazar Reimer, Noitel Odom Kisa Mishlefon.
A person is allowed to take a piece of stick that's in front of him.
Lachsa is machine like he had in our Mishnah.
You're allowed to use it for a toothpick.
The Chom Marim and the Chom say, Lo Yitol.
You're not allowed to take it.
Ela me Ovisho Behema.
Only from the corral of an animal that you're allowed to.
Trash Lo Yitol and Ovisho Behema.
The Dover Royal Achila means the food that the animals use to eat. That's Muchen Lechol Torah. That's prepared for any purpose you want.
Aval Eitzim at regular wood.
Hoyol Vedarkin Le Dover Osir. Egon Lassus Kalim.
Since regular wood, the purpose of it is to use to build kelim with it.
Lo yatiru l'taltlan el l'asaka.
This is the famous Rashi here. That's the reason why wood you're only allowed to use for asaka, for burning purposes.
Because if you don't want to use yud for burning, the other purpose that wood is aimed for is to build. You build chairs, you build tables, you build things with it. And you're not allowed to build on yomtiv. Therefore, it's like these wood is set aside the davar muksa. It's muksa. So for any other purpose, you're not allowed to use the wood. Only for the purpose of burning it. So therefore here, this sticks, you can't use it even to make a toothpick out of it.
But according to Rabbi Lezer, though, you see you are allowed to.
So kids, according to Rabbi Lezer, we don't make the gzeiros. Maybe you cut it down to size. And according to Rabbanan, we do make the gzeiros.
Right, the Vishavin, they're both murder, though.
Vishavin, they're both murder, both Rabbi Lezer and Chama, both murder, Vishavin, shlo you cut menu, you can't cut it to size.
V'yemkot moy lachtus v'ashino v'lefteich v'yisadelis.
This is what Rabbi Elazar holds.
This is the Raya.
Rabbi Elazar told if you cut down these sticks for the purpose of making a toothpick out of it, as before Rabbi Elazar says, the stick itself you're allowed to use the way it is right now. If you find small sticks, you can use them as toothpicks because you're not doing anything to it. But if you want to take these sticks and cut it down to size to make it fit to be used for toothpick, he holds that saucer. And if you do it on Shabbos, you're mamish chayiv chatos. No, it's an nisadi raisa. And you do it on mezid, on yomtiv, you only chayiv malkos, because there's only a lav by yomtiv. That's what Rabbi Elazar holds. For the chachomim, marim nechom say, echod ze, v'yechod ze, ein loy elu mishum shvus.
No, whether you do it on Shabbos or on yomtiv, it's only yosim ad rabboni.
If you take the stick and mamish cut it down to size to make it into a toothpick, it's only yosim ad rabboni. So more something like this. Rabbi Elazar, become osim chayiv chatos. We have Lezer that says, if your mamash cut it down to size to make it into a toothpick, that's called tikkun mona. Mid-year rice, it's called, you're building something, you're making a kli, hocha pot lav losser. Therefore, now a case is, you're not allowed to even cut it la reyach boy. You can't cut the stick in half just for the purpose of smelling it. Because we make the gzera, you're cutting it now for the purpose of smelling it. It's apse b'samim. But we're afraid maybe when you cut it down to size to make it into a toothpick, which would be also mid-year rice. So since according to Rabbi Elazar, there's an issur midiraisa in cutting it down to the size of a toothpick, we make a gzeira, don't cut wood at all, even though you only want to do it to make it smell good.
Ma'ashenkin, Rabbonin, de ka'amri hosam, pot lav osor,
the Rabbonin that say, even when you cut the stick down to size to make it into a toothpick, it's not really called binyan, it's only yosam with the Rabbonin, and Rashi says, enu ele mishum shvus, Rashi learns, de k'timo tikkun kalachayadu. This ktima, that you're cutting the stick down to size, is not a real tikkun. It's not really making a kli out of it. It's called kalacha yad. In other words, that's not really the way you do it. The way you make a good toothpick is the time you take a saw, you take a good knife and cut it down. Stand with your hands to cut it into two, that's called kalacha yad. That's a shin. It's not the normal way of doing it. For lo tikkun mal yehu, halim kei mechatzcho yomechasak mebesakin. So now that's the rabbonin shita. Rabbonin shita is, even when you go the feirish to cut it down to size, there's no isidi raisa. So therefore, according to Chum, the pshat will be hocha mutla chachila. So in our case, when you have this atzeh b'samin, and all you want to do is cut it in half, not to make it into a kli, but just purely to smell it, will be mutla chachila. We don't make the gzeira. Because even if you would come to cut it down to size to make it into toothpick, you're still not doing any yisr. It's only yasim of the rabbonin. It's like gzeira, we don't make. So therefore, the braisa that says you're allowed to cut it down to smell it, that goes according to rabbonin shita. And here also, the other mice of Rabbi Yehuda, that used to cut off the branches, valusa lusa, he also held like that. That even if you had cut it down to size, it would only be awesome with Rabbanan. So now that you're not cutting it down to size, it's mutla kachila. For the Gemara, v'lesla li Rabbi Lezer, hod etnan. According to Rabbi Lezer, Now, Rabbi Eliezer holds we're saying now next gzeira that you can't cut it in half because maybe you come to make it into the size of a kli. So, if so, how does Rabbi Eliezer argue on the Mishnah Shabbos? For less than Rabbi Eliezer hold the Tanan, Shoyverodim esachov yislechem imeno gregris, obavashli yischav lasses kli. If you have a barrel of dates and you want to break open the barrel on Shabbos to get the food out of it, the Mishnah says you're allowed to break it open. So we see we don't make gzeira. The Chur should be a shalom. Why don't we make gzeira according to Rabbi Eliezer was saying? Rabbi Eliezer Shita is now you can't take a tatze b'samim and just cut it in here to smell it. That's also because it's gzeira. Maybe you cut it down to size to make a toothpick out of it, and that's also midiraisa. So therefore, makes gzeira. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, it should also be gzeira. You should not be allowed to break open this barrel to get the grogness out of it. But let's be afraid. Maybe when you break it, you'll have in mind to make a nice hole there to make a nice pesach. And if you go to make a nice petach, that's like a binyan. So why don't we make this gzeira taka? So how come was Rabbi Eliezer argue on the Mishnah? So Gemara says, Kitan yoehi b'mustaki. That the Mishnah over there says you're allowed to break open the barrels, that's only b'mustaki, means a broken kli that was glued together. Rashi says, b'mustaki chav yeshavura. We're talking about that barrel was already broken once. Shemadabikin shivra b'sashalait. That we glued the pieces together again. Shakur and Saf. Shayes the Menel Zephyr. Umedavkin boy Karis, Yeheris, Hanishborum, Kachomoli Rav. Shmula Machuna Chosim in the Raja Vechivan. Now, Vechivan, the root, the bottom line. Vechivan, the Rui, he, since it's a very old and broken like Kli, Lekol Amigzabosh, Lo Yeskavan, that's a Kli. That's what Rashi learns. And such a kli, that's a broken kli anyway, it was just a glued together, we're not afraid now when you come to break open a hole here to get the dates out, that you'll have in mind to make a nice kli out of it. Because the broken thing, it doesn't pay. So maybe you're not going to have in mind to take a nice saw and saw a nice hole there to make a kli out of it. We're not afraid. To make a hole out of it, it's awesome. But just since it's an old kli, here we don't make zeris. My shaking, by taking a regular piece of wood and breaking it in half, there are less old, we do make a gzeira, maybe come to make a toothpick out of it. So really, according to this Gemara, like Pasha did this Gemara, this will be the famous heter. If you have cans, you want to open up a can on Shabbos. If you have a can of tuna fish, you want to open it up on Shabbos. That's the Gemishni of Chavis. If you have a can of something, you ought to break it open to get the food out of it. But the Kashru, the Gemara says it's only mutter though, but mustaki. That means only if it's a broken kli already. But if you have a new, fresh kli, like all our cans are something new, they're just making a kli now, so who you wouldn't have this heta to break it open. So you have to come on to other term if you want to hold the smut to break it open. And Moshe has a heta for it. That's a famous shayla. Some Akronim say you are allowed to break open up cans on Shabbos. Same thing for milk bottles. Some people say you are allowed to open them up, and some people say you're not allowed to. So rather, the best thing is always to do it before Shabbos. And Luis, you forgot that it's a big tzarech. You have to do it somewhere. You have a shino, like try always to make sure that you're breaking the kli. In other words, try and open a bottom and a top together, like, so you can't really use the kli afterwards. It's only good to throw it away. Right. Umegabiv minachotzer. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's making saying you're allowed to collect the chips, the wood, not only that's in front of you in your house, but even that's in the chotzer in the courtyard also, what's not called muks, it's called mukhin. Tana Rabbanu, look at the price like this. Megabiv minachotzer. You're allowed to collect the chips that's in the chotzer. Oh, madlik, and you could light it, and you could use it for burning purposes. She'akol ma'asheh b'chotzer muchinu. Because anything that's in the chotzer, any chips that's in the chotzer, is called muchin. Even though it's very hard to collect them, they're very small, still it's called prepared. U'bavad shlo yaseh tziburin tziburin. But providing you should not make a lot of a pile together. Don't make tziburin tziburin. That's probably too much tircha, or there it looks like you're collecting it for the weekdays. That's awesome. We have Shimon Matim. Shimon says even that's mutter. But my commitment, what's the machlokes? Ma'asova mechseh dekor mechanef lemocher. Tanakama says it looks like you're collecting wood. What are you collecting so much wood for? It looks like you're going to use it tomorrow after Yontif. That's also to do. Uliyei machrina day afterwards. Well, ma'asova, Reb Shimon says no. Kidei rosoi mechachas olov. Like the pot is mukach shows. But since you have a pot of food ready to be cooked, so people now see you collecting wood, they'll know you're using it to be able to cook nicely on Yontif. Like they see, you have a big shon to make. So since they see you have a big pot to cook, Mel will understand that you need a lot to use taka for yomtiv. Therefore, it's not called no gzera. It looks like you're doing l'sarachoyim. But then the Mishnah says, "Ein moitzin es ori." You're not allowed to create fire on yomtiv. You can't like hit two stones together to make sparks to make fire. My time, what's the yisa? Mishrim the kol moilid biyomtiv. It's called you creating something new on yomtiv. So it doesn't say clearly if it's nisa the raisa or nisa the rabbonin. I think it's a machloike. Some achronim say it's nasim the raisa. Some say it's on yosim the rabbonin. So I call upon like an hour strike a match on yomtiv. That's called you being moilid. You're creating something new. You're only allowed to continue a fire. Fire that's there ready. You could light it from a fire that's there ready, but not to start the fire new. Vaitiv yei malab din esarofim. You can't make red hot the rough tiles. My COVID, what are you doing wrong now? What's wrong making them red hot? These are the tiles you're going to use now in the oven that you'll be tzalei, you're going to roast the meat on. So what's wrong with making them red hot now on Yom Tov? My COVID, Omer Rabba Bar Bachona, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Hocha Berofen Chadosh Maskinim. We're talking about brand new tiles. They weren't used yet for roasting purposes. And Mifnei Shet Sorech Labotkon. Because it's like a ticket of money, you have to check them out the first time to make sure they're strong enough they won't